Bilang pinakaunang babaeng CEO ng SuperAware, isang malaking superannuation fund dito sa Australia, nais ni Diane Stewart na wakasan o mabigyan ng solusyon ang gender pay gap dito sa bansa. Ang gender pay gap ay nangangahulugan kahit parehong ginagampanan ng isang babae at lalaki ang isang trabaho, makakatanggap pa din ng mas mababang sahod ang babae kumpara sa lalaki. Ayon kay Ms. Stewart, umaabot sa 125 bilyong dolyar ang pinamamahalaan ng kanyang fund ngayon na higit 1 milyong miyembro at karamihan sa kanila ay nasa public sector. At higit 66% sa kanila ay mga babae.
Look, it's so important because ultimately that the gender pay gap has a significant impact on the financial security of women. And that's not just for today, but it then has knock-on impacts for their future. There's not only the gender pay gap, but then that actually translates into a superannuation gap, which then means that the gap as women look to retire, they retire with up to 50% less than their male counterparts.
Kahit may mga pagbabagong ipinapatupad sa pambansang gender pay gap dito sa Australia, sa nakaraang 4 na dekada, sinasabi pa din ng Workplace Gender Equality Agency, umaabot sa 22.8% ang gap. Nangangahulugan lamang dito na ang mga kababaihan ay nakakatanggap ng kulang sa $25,000 na sweldo kaysa mga kalalakihan sa buong taon. Sa ginawang pag-aaral ng SuperAware nitong buwan ng Enero hanggang Pebrero sa higit 1,500 na mga kababaihan tungkol sa usapin ng gender pay equity policies. Higit 500 sa kanila ang nagsabing hindi ipinapatupad ang gender pay equity policy at karagdagang 44% naman ang nagsabing walang alam kung ang kanilang kumpanya ay nagpapatupad ng ganitong patakaran. At sabi ni Stewart, ang resultang ito ay nakakabahala.
I think it starts with transparency, quite frankly. Employers publishing their gender pay policies, their gender pay gaps, but then also secondly publishing the percentage of women that they have at a group executive level. Because I think transparency, it has to start there. Then from that point on, what are their policies and how are they actually looking to close that gap? And then ultimately what you want is for employers to close the gap and for there to be no gap.
Dagdag ni Ms. Wills Trackey na isang Assistant Secretary ng Victorian Trades Hall, may malaking epekto ito sa mga kababaihan lalo na silang hirap sa buhay.
We know from the work that we've done here at Vic Trades Hall that 60% of working women have experienced some form of gender violence in the workplace. We know that 1 in 5 have left the job because they don't feel safe. We know that sexual harassment is an epidemic. We know that the systems and structures that exist at the moment are not working to curb that. And we know that businesses are not taking these things seriously. There is a long way to go before we can say any of those things are resolved.
Saan mang sektor ay may nangyayaring pay gap at lahat pabor sa mga kalalakihan, kaya nitong nakaraang pandemya, lubhang naapektuhan ang mga kababaihan, lalo't na sa 60% sa mga nurses, guro, shop assistants o frontliners ay mga babae. Kaya sabi ni Strachey, dapat may batas na dito at ipatupad ang workplace gender equity policies na magtataguyod sa patas na pagbibigay ng sahod sa mga kababaihan, gaya ng ipinatupad na Gender Equality Act 2020 sa estado ng Victoria.
There are two ways to achieve change. There's the carrot and stick. There's the carrot, which is, if you do this, you're doing the right thing. And in addition to that, if you are creating a more diverse workforce and a more diverse workplace, actually, all the studies show that diversity improves outcomes for organisations. So you're actually delivering a good outcome for your organisation. But in addition to that, if you're not inclined to think about those things, we also need to stick. We need to have legislative change that will hold organisations accountable to principles around gender equality.
Ang dilemang ito ang naranasan ni Mariam Zahid na nakarating dito sa Australia matapos tumakas sa giyera mula Afghanistan. Sabi ni Mariam, pahirapan pa ang paghahanap ng trabaho. Ito din ang nagtulak sa kanya para itayo ang Afghan Women on the Move dito sa Sydney. 4 na taon na ang nakaraan. Layunin ng organisasyon na suportahan ang mga kababaihan at pamilya nito mula sa trauma dahil sa naranasang gera.
The war that leaves this big hole in your heart and your memories and traumatizing you, and trauma lasts forever. And for me too, when I first came to Australia, the first thing that I realized that at least I don't have to depend on male guardians to protect me and for me to be a woman and human being. So that was the first thing that I realized coming to Australia. But again, we also have here our own challenges in a contemporary society as well. My day job involves working with victims of domestic violence, and I know how much it's happening here as well, with different forms and shapes.
Nitong Disyembre lang, nakipag-ugnay ang grupo ni Mariam sa isang Victorian not-for-profit na grupong Sister Works, kung saan tumutulong sa mga kababaihang refugee at mga bagong dating sa Australia para makahanap ng trabaho. At hindi nga nabigo ang mga kababaihang kagaya ni Mariam.
How many Afghan women are very entrepreneurial? They want to say they have so many multitask kind of approach to their vision and mission. They go, Mariam, I want to do this and I want to do that. And but it just, again, it just falls on that systematic given opportunities to how they're going to accommodate these women. Because a lot of times you will be placed under the name of refugees and pushed on the Centrelink payment, and there's not much on how to address their needs in a more specific way.
Pero umaasa din ang organisasyon ni Mariam na mas mapalakas pa ang kanilang pagtutulungan, lalo't sumiklab muli ang gulo sa Afghanistan nang mag-take over ang Taliban kamakailan lang. Para naman kay Ness Gavanzo, na galing sa Pilipinas isang dekada na ang nakaraan, at dahil siya ang pinuno ng Gabriela Australia, sabi nito, mas dumarami ang humihingi ng saklolo nitong panahon ng pandemya. Taong 2018 pa, ikinakampanya nito na baguhin ang family violence provision sa ilalim ng Migration Regulations 1994 na isama ang mga temporary visa holders at pahintulutang ang mga asawa nito ay magiging permanent resident nang hindi na kailangan ang visa sponsor kung ang taong ito ay mapang-abusong partner. Dagdag nito, sa panahon ng pandemya, maraming migrant na babae ang nakauwi o napilitang bumalik sa kanilang mapang-abusong partner para lang may visa.
So even during the pandemic, we have received a lot of calls where women are at a loss what they will do. Some of them have to go back to their abusive partners because there's nothing that they could access.
Pahabol ni Ms. Gavanzo, maraming mga babaeng galing ibang bansa at biktima ng mapang-abusong partner dito sa bansa ay hindi na isasali sa listahan ng gobyerno, kaya kulang o wala silang suportang nakukuha at kadalasay nalalagay pa sa panganib ang kanilang buhay.
Even the statistics that is being captured at the moment, where it says one woman being killed by a male partner due to family and domestic violence, that doesn't include the migrant women who are on temporary visas. It's very frustrating because it is a rich country that should accord the same services for all women. You do have these services that are already in place, but why is it that it doesn't include us?
Kasabay ng temang ang pagkakapantay-pantay ng karapatan ngayon ay siyang susi ng bukas sa pagunita ng International Women's Day ngayong taong 2022. Ayon kay Ms. Gavanzo, ang pagkakataon na magkaroon ng boses at mabigyan ng karapatang mabuhay ng ligtas para sa kanilang kinabukasan ay nangangahulugan lang na kahit saan at kahit sino ka pa, basta magkaisa ay may pag-asa.
Sisterhood is about international solidarity. We cannot just say that, okay, we're better here because we have all these, we have this great women's movement who have been pushing for reforms, who have been pushing for change and all that, but then not looking at our sisters in other parts of the globe.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Bewa Kwan na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.